This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will distribute more than 71,000 appointment letters to newly appointed recruits today through video conferencing. Mr. Modi will also address the gathering on the occasion. Rozgar Mela will be held at 45 locations across the country. It is a step towards fulfillment of the commitment of the Prime Minister to accord highest priority to employment generation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will attend the Christmas celebrations in New Delhi today. The event is being hosted by the Catholic Bishops' Conference of India. The Prime Minister will interact with key leaders from the Christian community, including cardinals, bishops and prominent lay leaders of the church. This is the first time the Prime Minister will attend such a program at the headquarters of the Catholic Church in the country. India and Kuwait have unequivocally condemned terrorism in all its forms, including cross-border terrorism. The two countries also called for disrupting terror financing networks, safe havens and dismantling terror infrastructure. During Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to Kuwait, both sides discussed enhancing cooperation in counter-terrorism operations, cybersecurity, and the prevention of radicalization. A joint statement from the Ministry of External Affairs stated that both countries agreed to strengthen collaboration in law enforcement, anti-money laundering, drug trafficking, and other transnational crimes. In a major breakthrough against a Pakistan-sponsored Khalistan Zindabad force terror module, a joint operation by the Punjab and Uttar Pradesh police in Pilibhit resulted in an encounter with three module members who opened fire at the police when surrounded. All three have been arrested. Punjab Police Chief Gaurav Yadav announced on his social media handle that this terror module was responsible for grenade attacks on police establishments in Punjab's border areas. During the operation, two AK rifles and two Glock pistols were recovered. Minister of State of Personnel, Public Grievances and Pensions, Dr. Jitendra Singh, will inaugurate the National Workshop on Good Governance Practices in New Delhi today. Officials from all ministries and departments will be participating in the workshop. Dr. Singh will also inaugurate an exhibition on best practices of the Swachhata Campaign 4.0, curated by different ministries and departments, along with the release of the assessment report. In a major relief for flyers and air passengers, the Ministry of Civil Aviation has announced the launch of Uran Yatri Cafe, an eatery outlet at the airport for providing basic essentials like food and water at affordable and reasonable rates. The one-of-its-kind initiative is being launched at Kolkata Airport on a pilot basis, and if it turns successful, it will be replicated at other airports across the country, managed by the Airports Authority of India. National Farmers' Day is being observed across the nation today. The day honors the contributions of farmers to the nation's growth and development. It also serves as a reminder of the crucial role farmers play in ensuring food security, sustaining rural economies, and preserving the agricultural heritage of the country. President-elect Donald Trump has proposed that his administration might seek to regain control of the Panama Canal, citing ludicrous fees charged to shippers using the crucial waterway. Panama's President José Raúl Mulino, elected in May on a pro-business platform, dismissed Trump's suggestion as an affront to Panama's sovereignty. The Pakistan Cricket Board, PCB, has designated the United Arab Emirates, UAE, as the neutral venue for India's matches in the 2025 ICC Champions Trophy following India's refusal to travel to Pakistan due to security concerns. While the PCB did not specify the exact location in the UAE, Dubai is widely expected to host the matches. Indian opener Smriti Mandhana set a new milestone in women's cricket last evening after scoring 91 runs against the West Indies in the first ODI in Vadodara. The match-winning innings pushed her 2024 tally across all formats to 1,602 runs, surpassing South Africa's Laura Wolpart record of 1,593 runs for the most international runs in a calendar year. And that is the end of this news bulletin.